From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. The Columbia paper is reporting Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell, October 13th, announced the formation of the county's police reform panel. The panel was established to conform with the June state executive order requiring local governments to conduct a comprehensive reviews of their current police force deployment strategies, policies, procedures, and practices, and developing an improvement plan to address community needs. 31 Columbia County residents were chosen out of more than 60 applicants to make up the community input panel. The panelists will work with Newell Eaton of Integrative Leadership Practices, a professional facilitator with more than 40 years' experience. The panel meetings will be held in groups of 10 at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, October 20th, Thursday, November 5th, and Friday, November 13th. Those meetings will be live-streamed and available to the public. A website has been developed to include a calendar and timeline of progress, links to meetings and meeting minutes, and other materials. Once the community input panel has completed its findings, the law enforcement elected officials panel will meet to review the results and formulate a plan of action. That plan will then go to a plan review committee. That committee will then formulate a plan of action and hold a public hearing for community input. And you can read more in the Columbia paper. Leah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Industrial Development Agency has approved a 10-year tax break for a proposed new hotel located at Union and 7th Street in Hudson. Columbia Economic Development Corporation President and CEO F. Michael Tucker said the developer, David Kessler of Sandstone Partners, must now finalize financing before officially pursuing the payment in lieu of taxes or pilot before the end of 2020. Under the pilot agreement, Sandstone Partners would save more than $750,000 in state and regional taxes. Kessler said the hotel, tentatively called Hudson House, is expected to be completed by early 2022. Tucker said of the agreement, and I quote, "When you're looking at this, it's a really strong return for the city," end quote. The pilot agreement provides a constructive period of up to 3 years. The payment structure would start following completion of construction. The payment structures were based on a property assessment of $3,150,000 over the 10 years of the pilot. The hotel will pay 50% of the full tax rate for the first 3 years, 60% for the next 2 years, 70% for the next 2 years, 80% for the next 2 years, and 90% for the last year. Kessler said the building was constructed in 1835 and served as a private home and boarding house for Robert and Sally McKestry. It was later purchased, operated as a home for the aged into the 21st century. The building has been vacant since 2014. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Morgan McKay is reporting for State of Politics. Tourism spending in New York is down 72% since March 1st, according to Tourism Economics and Oxford Economics Company. This is a loss of approximately $38 billion compared to statistics recorded in 2019. In the most recent State Department of Labor report, employment in the tourism industry was down 48% since February of 2020, and February is not even the peak tourism season. However, Robert Provost, the president and CEO of the New York State Tourism Industry Association, said they are seeing an increase in the number of state residents finding ways to spend their vacation time at locations within New York borders. He said, and I quote, "The folks in the Adirondacks had record visitation in many cases. I have heard wonderful stories from Western New York, Chautauqua region, and Finger Lakes, parts of the Catskills. Markets that are more attuned to the family visitor or the couples," end quote. Provost said they are working with legislators to introduce a proclamation declaring the week of January 25th as Explore New York Week to encourage more residents to get out and travel around the state. And you can read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. the local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.